This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm recording this emergency podcast in the aftermath of Facebook now purging conservative accounts, simply exercising, you know, thought police type of actions, deleting Paul Joseph Watson, deleting, permanently banning, I mean, Milo Yiannopoulos and Laura Loomer and many other conservative accounts. This is criminal action on the part of Facebook. It mirrors the criminality of Google, YouTube, Twitter, and other platforms who have engaged in the same thing. This is illegal racketeering, online mafia type behavior, techno-fascism run amok. All these people have been deplatformed for no justifiable reason other than the fact that the left doesn't like what they say. This is election meddling at its worst. This is fraud. This is these left-wing tech giants are doing to America what Robert Mueller claimed the Russians were doing. Even though his claims were false, what the tech giants are doing is real. They are silencing all conservative voices in the run-up to the 2020 election. And today, I, Mike Adams here, I am calling for certain actions to be taken. Number one, Trump and the Attorney General, the DOJ, must immediately indict and arrest the CEOs and top-level managers of all of these tech giants that have engaged in this discriminatory deplatforming behavior. They must be charged under RICO Act, racketeering violations, conspiracy to commit fraud, election meddling, and conspiracy to deny millions of Americans their First Amendment rights as protected by the Constitution. Section 230 of the CDA, the Communications Decency Act, must be deemed null and void since the tech giants are not abiding by its rules. You may recall Section 230 gives tech giants complete legal immunity for the content that they host as long as they function as open platforms and do not engage in strong editorial control or discriminatory deplatforming of certain voices for political reasons or, you know, other discriminatory reasons. But all these tech giants are violating the spirit and the letter of Section 230. And thus, Section 230 needs to be nullified. It needs to be revoked. And you might say, well, that will require Congress to act on it. And that's unlikely to be passed by a Democrat-controlled House because the Democrats are, of course, conspiring with the tech giants and the left-wing media to silence all opposing views. The Democrats have become authoritarians. Democrats have become tyrants. This is exactly why the next action must happen. I'm calling for President Trump to issue military police arrests of all those who are engaged in this behavior that is discriminatory and denying human rights, basic human dignity, and constitutional rights of Americans. Military police need to seize the offices of Facebook, Google, and Twitter. We actually, at this point, we've reached the point where we need a military temporary escrow holding of these tech giants. Their domain names need to be seized by the State Department. These tech companies need to be occupied by military personnel because they are engaged in an illegal coup against the United States of America. They are engaged in an act of war against our constitutional republic. The military police can be dispatched if President Trump declares that these organizations are actively engaged in an act of sedition or treason against the United States of America, which I believe they are. So we need Trump to make that declaration. We need military police to occupy and seize all of these tech giants. We need the top-level managers, decision makers, and CEOs arrested, indicted, and charged and held for trial under military tribunals for for their crimes against the United States of America and the American people. And we need to establish freedom of speech, fairness of speech in America. We must have a level playing field when it comes to the sharing or the expression of ideas. And it's a shame that it has come to this, to the point where we must have military forces to stop the tyranny of corporations in order to protect the individual liberties of the American people. Note that I'm not calling for a military dictatorship to run those tech companies. In fact, we want those companies to be back in private hands, but we need military force to force those companies to stop violating the civil rights of the American people. That's the function of the military. That's the purpose of temporarily seizing these tech giants, seizing their domain names, and if necessary, dismantling their companies. Google, arguably, needs to be dismantled. It needs to be shut down. Its servers dismantled, its offices dismantled. President Trump, believe it or not, has the power to seize any corporation in the interests of national security. That power exists with every president, and it existed with Barack Obama as well. President Trump could simply declare that these corporations are engaged in an active, coordinated conspiracy and election fraud agenda against the United States of America, and he could have the government temporarily seize those companies and force them to stop discriminating against the American people. And that's exactly what should happen, in my view. The action would look like a very aggressive military action, and that's exactly what it needs to look like. It's time for America to fight back. It's time for the American people, with the support of President Trump and the support of the military, to start defending this country against those who are trying to destroy it. Look, Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, and all the others, they are domestic enemies. They are enemies of America. They are actively engaged in conspiracy actions to destroy America from within, to overrule the rule of law, and to destroy democracy, to carry out a political coup, and to interfere in upcoming elections, as they already did in the 2018 elections, which is what allowed Democrats to win the House of Representatives and gain a majority there. These technology companies are enemies of the state, and the people who run them are enemies of America. They need to be arrested by military police, indicted, charged with treason or sedition, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This discrimination and censorship, suppression of speech has got to stop. It's time for this to come to an end. It's time for America's freedoms, especially First Amendment freedoms of its citizens, to be restored. This can only happen now with decisive action from the president himself, with the support of the American citizens. And President Trump, we support you in this action, and we are ready and willing to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, including the enemies of America who are running the technology companies. Stay informed. This is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. I have been deplatformed and banned by all of these platforms, and for all the obvious reasons. And I'm joining all those now calling for the military arrest and prosecution of those tech giants and their CEOs. Stay tuned, read my website for more information, and share this podcast. Thank you for listening.
Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.